This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm always interested in word meanings, and I want to bring up verse 1 again, if we can, about that word drifting. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Drifting is a nautical term. It has to do with tying a boat to a dock and having that rope untie itself and the boat drifts off. It's about a boat that slips anchor and starts drifting in the ocean. And that can happen too. And maybe you've had a boating experience where you've had a boat that slipped anchor. You've had a boat that was tied to a dock and you thought it was secure, but it wasn't, and it started to drift away. And that's the term the Hebrew writer uses. He said, we've got to pay attention to what we've heard, the gospel message, so that we do not drift away. Personal question, what's happened in your life in the last year that maybe you saw a little drifting going on spiritually in your life? Only you can answer that question. I can't answer that for you. You can't answer it for me. You can't even answer it for the person next to you. What has happened in your life? You know what causes drifting? Money can cause you to drift. The love of money can cause a person to drift. A job can cause somebody to drift. Relationships in life that are good or bad can cause a person to drift. Things can cause you to drift. A house can cause you to drift. A family member can do something that causes you to drift. There's things that happen in life that pull us away from the God who loves us, the God who made us, and the God who bought us with the blood of His Son. I'm just asking a question that only you can answer. Have you drifted? What is it in your life that has caused you to drift? Let's go to verse 3. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? How shall we escape? What a powerful statement. It's a rhetorical question. How are we going to escape if we ignore or neglect such a great salvation? I want to talk about the word great, first of all. Notice the salvation is not something that's nice or good, it's great. What does that mean? It's vitally important in our life. And sometimes in life, we don't appreciate something that we have that's great. I'm going to illustrate it in a humorous way, and then I'm going to illustrate it in a couple of serious ways. When we ministered in Dallas, Texas, there was a couple who came to visit the church and became a part of the church that said, we just moved to Dallas from Chattanooga, Tennessee. My face lit up because I told this couple, I said, you know, my favorite preacher that I've listened to on the radio for a total of 30 years, and I did, I listened to him up until the year 2000, every Sunday on the radio, is from Chattanooga. And they said, well, who might that be? And I said, Ben Hayden, First Presbyterian Church. And their faces lit up and said, that's where we came from. That's our home church, and we came and moved here to Dallas, and we've been coming to this church for 4 or 5 weeks. And the man looked right at me. I don't think he meant it the way it sounded, but maybe he did. He said, you know, I never realized what a great preacher Ben Hayden was until I came here. Honest to goodness, true. And I just paused, and I said, thanks a lot, pal. And but you know what? I knew what he meant. He had listened to, in my opinion, one of the finest speakers in the country. Grew up there. He and his wife grew up there. And he said, I never appreciated Ben Hayden until we left and moved to Dallas and had to listen to you. And we appreciate him more. That's true with a lot of things in life. That's true with a lot of things in life. And the Hebrew writer says, how are we going to escape this earth, this world, if we ignore, neglect, or let go of such a great salvation?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.